This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Let's see. I got to say some things. If you would rate and review this show, that would be number one. That's what I want you to do with your life. I think that that would be a really good use of your time. And it would make me very happy. And you can follow this show on social media. At DictionaryPod is the handle, the username. You can buy some merchandise. There's a TeePublic link in the show notes if you want the logo on a t-shirt or something, or some other things. And you can, what else? You can join the Patreon, $1 a month, $5 a month. You can get episodes real early, and you can feel super special. Don't tell anybody, no, you should tell people about it too, but you can get stuff early if you have dollars to spare, or whatever currency you have. And then if your friends don't, then you can feel special because you will have heard all of this earlier than they have. And there is a TikTok at SpeeJampar, SpeeJampar. Go take a look at that to see my dictionary videos. Haven't done one in a while. I should do that again. My personal Twitter and Instagram is at SpeeJampar if you want to check that out. There is a Google Voice number where you can call and leave a message, and then maybe it'll get into an episode if it's appropriate. 917-727-5757. And there's an email address if you want to contact me that way. I did have somebody do that recently. DictionaryPod@gmail.com. I was just talking to somebody. They found me through Facebook through the Weird Al community. And we were chatting, and I mentioned the podcast, and they were like, whoa, you have a lot of episodes. I'm now going to listen to you because I want to listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm paraphrasing. But so hello. If you have gotten here, you might not get to this episode in a long, long time, but you finally made it. Oh, and I will say, also, I probably will post a special episode, a very short episode about this, which you will already have heard, but I'll say it again. If you, I'm calling out for you regular listeners, for you fans, for you funny people, or even you not funny people, what I would like you to do, if you care to, is look in your own dictionary, or maybe there's a word that you know of, look from E all the way to the end of the alphabet. Look through the words, the definitions, the etymology, the synonym, whatever you want, and I want you to write up a joke for me. Or more than one joke, whatever you want. And when I get to that word, if it's a fairly appropriate joke, you know, we sometimes get a little inappropriate here, but if it's within reason, there's a very wide range of reason that I will approve, probably. Then I'll read it on the episode when I get there. Granted, This will be months from now, but you got to start now. Start looking now. Look at, or even the end of the D's. If you can get to it quickly, look at the end of the D's and see if you can find a word or the definition, and you just think that you got something funny to say. Send it to me in email would be preferred, probably. And I'll probably read it during that episode, and then I'll mention your name too if you want, or you can give me a fake name. Either way. Okay, we really got to get to this episode. So we are starting with the synonym information for distribute. Distribute, dispense. Oh, that's me. Divide, deal, dole out. Mean to give out, usually in shares, to each member of a group. Distribute implies an apportioning by separation of something into parts, units, or amounts, as in distributed food to the needy. That is a very good thing to do. Yes, it is. Maybe you can go to a shelter and help. Maybe you can volunteer to bring food. That is also very important. And then you could help to dole out the food. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean distribute the food. Dispense suggests the giving of a carefully weighed or measured portion to each of a group according to do or need, as in dispensed wisdom to the students. Oh, yes. This is what I am doing. You are my students, and I am giving you all of the wisdom from this book and from my brain, because that's all that my brain is full of, is just wisdom. I wouldn't have thought to say that the word dispense means carefully weighed or measured. Divide, that's our next one. That one seems a bit more that you're carefully weighing or measuring portions out. Dispense, yeah, I mean, yes, it can. I just don't feel like it's always that. Also, the example doesn't imply anything about carefully weighing or measuring portions. You're just giving out the wisdom to all the people, and it's kind of up to them is how much are they going to take. But anyway, it's fine. Divide stresses the separation of a whole into parts and implies that the parts are equal. Yeah, as in, three charitable groups divided the proceeds. You gotta be equal. I'm a big fan of equality. Deal, D-E-A-L, emphasizes the allotment of some... What? Emphasizes the allotment of something piece by piece, as in deal out equipment and supplies, or deal out a deck of cards, and then you can play, and people will win and lose and be very happy and unhappy. Dole out, two words, implies a carefully measured portion of something that is often in short supply, as in doled out what little food there was. I wonder why that one became the thing about something in short supply. I automatically think of the apocalypse. What was that show? The Walking Dead. They were living on like a compound, and they had a cache of food and weapons, and so those were things that would have definitely been doled out very carefully, rationed out. Okay, it is time for a sound effect, because we finished that word, and I don't know what I'm going to do, so we're just going to go... chunk. The next word is distributed. Adjective from 1968. 1. Characterized by a statistical distribution of a particular kind, as in a normally distributed random variable. I definitely remember dealing with this sort of thing in math class. Statistical distribution. I mean, I literally did take a statistics class, although I don't remember anything. How are the numbers, the points on the chart, all the data, how is it distributed? Is it all in one area? Is it all spread out? Is it a mix of things? And then, yeah, with statistics, you can figure out like the likelihood that a thing will be there or over there or something like that. Number two, this is long, of relating to or being a computer network in which at least some of the processing is done by the individual workstations and information is shared by and often stored at the workstations. And so, yeah, the data, the information, the processing has been distributed over these workstations so they can share the load. Chunk. Next word is distribution. Noun from the 14th century. 1a, the act or process of distributing. 1b, the apportionment by a court of the personal property of an interstate. An interstate? No, it's not interstate. I'm sorry, I added a letter. It is intestate. Intestate? Well, I know that personal property can be part of an estate, but I'm not familiar with intestate. So the apportionment by a court of the personal property of an int... So I guess this is probably taking the things from somebody's estate, the money, the house, the cars, the whatever they got, and they are spreading it out to the people. They're distributing it to the people who have been maybe named in the will or something like that. 2A, the position, arrangement, or frequency of occurrence over an area or throughout a space or a unit of time. And the things that have this frequency of occurrence are the members of a group. So the position, arrangement, or frequency or occurrence as of members of a group over an area or throughout a space or unit of time. So it's literally just all of the things of a group are distributed over an area, either in space or in time. So they can be distributed in time, but this happens at this time, and this happens later at this time, and it happens over a period of time. Each thing happens at time or in space. So maybe you got a big old football field, and you've got 2,000 people, and you distribute them over the football field in space, maybe evenly distributed. So yes, you're positioning them, you're arranging them, or they have this frequency of occurrence, like every hour there is an hour clang. I don't know if that one works. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. It's a very simple concept with a kind of complicated definition. 2b, the natural geographic range of an organism. So this is probably its physical distribution, its physical range. Where do the deer live? Well, they live over there. They're distributed in that forest, mostly over there. That's where they live. 3a, something distributed, as 3a1, a sum of money withdrawn from a fund and given to the beneficiary or holder of the fund. And
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. And
the example of this fund would be a retirement fund. So I think this would be similar to maybe one No, yeah, 1B. But yes, the thing itself, the money, in this case, the money from the fund, is being distributed. It is the distribution that is given to the people who need it or who are supposed to get it when this person has died. Something else distributed, 3A2, it is the 1A definition for the word dividend. 3B1, the synonym is frequency distribution. 3B2, the synonym is probability function. 3B3, the synonym is the number 2 definition for probability density function. And I don't know what any of those are, and they're probably related to money and business. 4. The pattern of branching and termination of a ramifying structure as a nerve. The pattern of branching and termination. Okay, so the nerves, they start in your brain, and it goes, your nerve column, kind of, goes through your spine, and as it goes through your spine, it branches off through each of the vertebrae, so it can go into your arms, and then go to all of your organs, and then go into your legs, and so and then once it goes to there, it branches off again into, make sure it gets all into your other parts, your muscles, your tissues, into your fingers, into your toes. And so as it's going, it's branching into smaller and smaller pieces. And so that pattern, I guess, is called a distribution because it's being distributed throughout your body. And ooh, I should find that picture of, I think it exists, it should exist, the picture of all of the nerves, the whole set of nerves taken out of a human body, and that's all that's left is just the nerves. And they're all like spread out and stuff. I'll see if I can find that picture and post it on social media at DictionaryPod. 5. The marketing or merchandising of commodities. Distributional is an adjective. I almost forgot my sound effect because it had been so long since I said it. Chunk. Distribution function. This is two words, and it is a noun from circa 1909. The synonym is cumulative distribution function. And I'm sure you can go back to the end of the C's to find me talk about that. Chunk. Distributive is next. Adjective from the 15th century. 1. Of or relating to distribution, as 1A, dealing a proper share to each of a group. 1B, diffusing more or less evenly. What distributive? When I think of diffusing, I think of those little diffuser stick things in oil, or like the scent things that melt, or the candle, and hopefully they are distributing evenly, or diffusing evenly. They are distributive because they are distributing their scents out in the world. Number 2 is talking about a word, and it means referring singly and without exception to the members of a group. As in the example, the words each, either, and none are distributive. Each, either, none are distributive. Why? Because they refer singly and without exception to the members of a group. So each is talking about each member of a group. Either is talking about two members of a group, because it's either one or the other. And then none is saying, nope, all of you people and part of a group, none of you. I'm not talking about any of you. 3A, being an operation that produces the same result when operating on the whole mathematical expression as when operating on each part and collecting the results. So there is an example of this operation, which I will describe to you. Multiplication is the operation in this math formula, which is A times parentheses B plus C So you first add B plus C, and then you multiply that by A, and that equals, so you can change the letters around to create a new version, and you're going to get the same answer. So that side equals A times B plus A times C. So if you know math, you already knew that. So the operation is multiplication because it produces the same result when operating on the whole mathematical expression as when operating on each part and collecting the results. So the left side of the formula, you do all that and you're going to get one result, and you do the same, you perform the mathematics to the right side, it's addition and multiplication, and you're going to get the same result as the left side. You're distributing, I don't know, I'm not going to try to describe it even more. 3B, being or relating to a part, no, to a rule or property concerning a distributive operation, as in the distributive property of multiplication with respect to addition. Distributively is an adverb, and distributivity, that is a noun. There's no etymology.
Chunk!
The next word is distributor, with an O-R at the end. Noun from 1526. One. One that distributes. Two. One that markets a commodity, especially the synonym wholesaler. So that is spelled wholesaler. They're selling the whole thing. It's not a person on a boat, a sailor, a wholesaler. They're sailing the whole boat. It's not that. They're selling a thing at a cheaper price, distributor, because they will sell, let's say it's an alcohol distributor. They're the ones who are going to sell the alcohol to the bar or the restaurant or the thing. So they, the restaurant, the bar buys it at wholesale price, which is a cheaper price, and then it's the base price, and then they're going to sell it to the user, to the drinker, to the patron, but they're going to mark it up. They're going to raise the price by like 300% so they can pay their wages and make a profit and all those sorts of things. So the distributor is the one who takes the thing from the creator and then sells it to another person who's going to sell it to the user. I think that's a good way to say that. It's like a four-person thing. Number three, an apparatus for directing the secondary current from the induction coil to the various spark plugs of an engine in their proper firing order. So it's a thing in a car. It does what I just read it does, and that's all I know.
Chunk!
We have one more word for this episode. It is the first form of the word district. Noun from 1611, 1A. A territorial division, as for administrative or electoral purposes. And they use this district. So let's say a city is divided into districts. Maybe it's 10 districts. Or a state or a country is divided into districts. And they will use that information. So each district will have its own political people, elected officials, and then they'll come together so they can make decisions for the whole area, all the districts together. 1B, the basic administrative unit for local government in Northern Ireland, very specifically. 2, an area, region, or section with a distinguishing character, as in a shopping district. That is the place that you do your shopping. Maybe they have some restaurants too. Probably strip malls and fast food restaurants, more than likely. Okay, what were the words today? We had the synonym information for distribute, distributed, distribution, distribution function, distributive, distributor, and district. Let's see, I did stress in the last one. Well, I think I'm going to count distribute as a word in this episode as well as the last episode because we had the synonym information. And I'm kind of thinking I might just pick that because I think that everything needs to be distributed to the people and evenly as possible. I think that that would be very good. I don't know how much more to say about that. I think that there are, I'll say more about that. I think that there are people who are hoarding money and goods, and I don't like it. And there are people who get paid way more than they need to, and they're also not paying enough in taxes, and I think that this is a problem. That's all we're going to say about that. Please distribute the money more evenly between the people in the world. Distribute all the things, the food, the money, the houses, and the things. Yeah, that's fine. We're not going to make up a better song than that. At least I'm not. That's for dang sure. All right, that is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for joining. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your family. Tell the people who don't fit into any one of those categories. Distribute this podcast amongst the ways that you can do that on social media, email, snail mail. I mean, this is a digital thing, so you can't really physically send it out to anybody, but you can write a letter and tell people about it, and then they can try and figure it out from there. Distribute this podcast. Thank you very much. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Chunk. Bye.